Good morning. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the teleconference of Ed Center Comercio and Participations for the discussion of results reference to the third quarter of 2020. Today we have with us Sergio Zimmerman, founder and CEO, Diego Bass, the CFO and Director of Investor Relations, and Investment and Strategic Planning Manager. It is being recorded, and you will only be hearing the teleconference during the presentation of PETS. Shortly, we will begin the session of questions and answers when more questions will be answered, more information will be offered. Please, if you need any help, please ask for help from the operator dialing *0. This is also being transmitted simultaneously through the internet, through video conference and the webcast, accessing www.re.pets.br, where the presentation will be available. It will also be available after the close of this meeting. We remind all the participants that in the website, you can register your question, which will be answered after the conference by the investor relations department. Any declarations which might be made during this teleconference with reference to the perspectives of PETS business, operational or financial information constitute the beliefs and premises of the management, and therefore, based on information currently available to PETS, any future changes may not be based on this, and therefore depend on circumstances which might or might not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that conditions of the sectors and other operational factors may affect the results of PETS and may cause results materially different than those expressed in the considerations of the management team today. I would like now to pass it over to Sergio Zimmerman, founder and CEO of the company, who will make the presentation. Sergio, please go ahead. Good morning to everyone who's listening to us at this time. It's a great pleasure to be here. Our first earnings report, and a moment for thanks for the almost 5,000 collaborators, workers who helped us to arrive where we are. Our IPO, which went well, it's time to thank our millions of clients, which are the reason for our existence and which permit us to deliver results which are so robust, such as those which you'll hear during this presentation. It's also time to thank our partners and influencers who are essential so that we can do all of this, and especially thank Warburg Pincus, who during 7 years was our partner and prepared us for this moment of being a publicly owned company. And also thanks especially to each investor who hears us and who believed in our IPO and invested in our company, and those that have entered afterwards as well. I want to tell you now a little bit about our history over these 18 years in a summarized fashion. Since the first day when we started 18 years ago, our focus was always on the client. Everything that we've done was thinking about the client, and it's in that context that after just 9 months in 2003, we decided to open the store on the Marginal Tietê on an avenue in São Paulo as a 24-hour store, because we understood at that time that it's not the consumer that has to adapt to our schedule, but rather us that has to always be open, our doors open to the consumer whenever he might need us in a city such as São Paulo. And it made a lot of sense. And that was an initiative that we took 17 years ago in the city of São Paulo, uniting our unequal team all over. Our focus on the client, In 2004, we were the first company in the segment and the only up till this day to create an ombudsman desk, which is different from the SAC, which is takes care of the normal operating items that occur, which may happen for the consumer. But the ombudsman, which treats those cases which are unique, are different, and which wind up being the voice of the client within the company. Also, within the spirit, in 2008, we're the first company, or one of the few companies at that time, to create a loyalty program for clients based on the, it's Worth Being Faithful, Vale la Pena Ser Fiel, and it's still with us today, and it's a huge success among our consumers. In 2014, we reformulated the brand, and we started to operate as Petz, under the Petz brand, a brand which has been very well accepted in all regions of Brazil because it's synonymous with the category and it has a visual identity which is very important. In 2015, the brand gained an important mark in our history because it's the year in which we decided to invest in the digital platform, but through the use of an omni-channel platform, because we wanted to create a value equation which would be scalable and at the same time be profitable. This, thankfully, is not just a matter of technology. It involves a lot more than that, as we can see in this presentation. In 2018, two things that happened. Our adoption fairs, which were sporadic, and did not have a brand, they weren't programmed. It's a program which is the largest adoption program in Brazil. Always remembering that every store which we open, every experience store that we open, adoption is at the center of the store, in the most privileged spot in the store, where we privilege that space so that the future adopter of a pet can see that space as a happy spot and become very involved. Also, in the same year, in 2018, we released our veterinary brand, Seres Veterinary Hospital brand, operate much more in that space, especially in the area of hospitals. And crowning this sequence of events focused on the client in 2020 was the year for the creation of our directorate, which takes care of our experience in an integrated way, as well as operating with these pet solution concept, which ties together all of the operations with our pets. When you look at our timeline, you'll see that at every time our decisions are always based on the desire of the consumer, which makes more sense, whatever makes most sense for him. In the sequence, we also see our IPO worked to strengthen our cash flow and help our experience to create more hospitals, more technology, more hospitals, and more resources so that we can complete our ecosystem called Pet Solution. Here, we have the best and biggest ecosystem, but it's still best in terms of we're still not offering all the services that are necessary. And you'll see as we go forward when I explain more about the Pet Solution platform. We already have the physical stores, which we call experience stores, which are the majority of our stores, and our express stores, which are more focused on convenience. Remembering that we have closed the quarter with 120 stores. We can close the quarter with 300. However, at the end of the first month of the fourth quarter, we've already opened four more units. So today, we have 124 stores in 15 states, plus the federal district, plus Brasilia, the federal district. Remembering that our omnichannel platform is totally integrated, It represents 25% of our sales. Digital sales represent 25% of our digital of our sales, and the omnichannel is 79% of our digital sales, which I should mention is a very robust level for any retailer in Brazil. And in the part of health, through our SEDES, we have 106 veterinary centers, which makes us the largest veterinary network in Brazil, and 7 full-service hospitals. In the services area, the pets adoption program, the Dutch Pets, is the biggest adoption program in Brazil, with more than 45,000 adoptions already realized. And we also offer service complete services, remembering that it's a pillar of our company since the year of 2002, is the well-being and health of animals. Here I'd like to talk a little bit about Pet Solution to make it very clear what is the concept, as I've talked about this, which is the concept of integrating all of the needs of a pet in one place. The principal ones we've already touched on, the series for our veterinary needs, our grooming centers, our products, whether it be store pickup, store shipping, private label. We have events, which we do in our stores. We have several of these aspects have already been addressed, but we don't have everything yet. And we want to run after whatever is still missing. We want to set up what is still missing. Hotels, dog walking, dog sitting, services of this type, we would like to add to our ecosystem. Always guaranteeing the quality so that we give our brand to these items so that the consumer can trust in our brand with any of these services that they may choose. We have also 120 stores that within the omni-channel concept means that we have 120 mini distribution centers, mini DCs. So it's a very strong lever for us because each store which we open, we grow a number of times the digital sales in that region. So it's the physical stores feeding the digital and the digital feeding the physical, which on the other hand, when we get to a new city, due to the internet, our brand is already well known and accepted and recognized. So it's a very rich experience of integration between the physical and the online world. Also, I want to mention that who is our target customer? Who's our customer, our target customer? And as I said during the roadshow, and I repeat here, it's a mathematical equation, which can be translated as available income plus degree of affection for the pet. Looking at it differently, if you are a millionaire but you don't like pets, you really won't be our client. However, if you have a small disposable income, but you have a pet in your family and you treat them as your child, surely you will be our client. It's always a good news that much more than a theory, this has been a practice which has been proven because the stores which have opened in regions which are less economically in poorer neighborhoods do just as well as the stores that are located in more upscale neighborhoods. An absolutely important point of our success has been the question of our omnichannel usage, as I mentioned, which was set up since 2015 and which has several pillars. 100% of our stores have store pickup and store shipping, inventory, which is totally integrated. And to get there, it's not just enough to have money or technology. It's a question of cultural integration, of excellence in the physical stores, as well, especially with the stock accuracy, which is close to 100%, and a stock out, which has to be very low. We used to have more than 7% stock out, and now we have less than 2% stock out. So this combination of accurate stock and low stock out has permitted our omnichannel platform to be as robust as it is, as we've seen in our results. Here, adding an adult 77% of our digital sales are done by cell phones. Our store pickup system, you can pick it up in 1 hour. And with our economic delivery, it's done in just one business day. And express shipping in 2 hours. We also have the super express shipping, where in just a 40 or 45 minutes, you can have your delivery through partnerships. During the pandemic, we created the zero contact pickup, which permits the consumer, he does not have to get out of his car to pick up his merchandise. One of our employees will place the purchase in the trunk of the car in the parking area. Here, mentioning the principal data of this equation, we have 25% of digital sales, with a 94% of our deliveries are shipped from store, happen within this 1 day period, and four times they've been the champion within the Reclame Aqui, the customer complaint channel. It's been so well that it permits us to have the highest level of service at the lowest possible cost of serving. And it's this equation which, beyond giving us good results, is also protection in relation to our to the pure player who operates in the segment, or to the marketplaces which have shown interest in investing in this area, in this sector, because we have this total integration which contributes to our results. I'd like now to pass this over to our CFO, Diogo Bassi, who will talk about our results, our earnings during the period. And then I'll be back in a minute to wrap up. Thank you, Sergio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. It's a pleasure to result our results, which are so important during after our first meeting after IPO. Our performance, we didn't think that we'd be able to have such growth. It was very good in the first semester and very consistent in the rest of the year due to the expectation of the reopening of the commerce in general. However, this reopening did not have the impact that we thought. We had growth in the quarter. We had a strong overall growth, especially in the digital channel, which grew in sequentially after the optimal performance in the previous sector, in the previous quarter, and a year on year. It had an evolution even with the penetration of digital sales. And I'll talk about those margins later. Our adjusted EBITDA was also adjusted by fiscal credits, but it also had a reduction in margin due to the higher level of digital. But the absolute growth of EBITDA was important. Let's look at some of the points. We opened 10 stores during the period, in 15 stores plus the federal district. We added 470 growth of same store sales of a high level, 115 million reais in digital sales in relation to the a penetration of 25% of the total amount. This was close to the period prior period. 41% of our total, 0.4%, and a growth of 100 something percent. We will have an evolution even with the penetration of the digital sales. The adjusted EBITDA and a retraction in relation to the period of the previous year. However, the total EBITDA grew greatly in 24% in relation to the same period last year. We had 107.7 million reais with a net margin of 21% over gross revenue. In the AS 17, it improves our business. During the presentation, we're not going to talk about the IFRS 16 numbers. On the next page, here's our store portfolio. This is in line with our plans for the year. We inaugurated 10 stores during the quarter. Compared to the fourth quarter, we had 25 new stores in these months in 12 units of the country, 12 states of the country. As Sergio mentioned, in October, we've already opened four more stores in October. There's a total of 124. We have a lot of new stores. We have 54% with less than 3 years of operation, which gives us a potential for sales and space to grow in our currently installed capacity. With this expansion period, we've opened in all the territory of Brazil, and these stores have presented very satisfactory results. 50% of the stores, which are located outside of the state of São Paulo. On the next slide, talking about our sales, which went to 450 million reais, grew by. This was due to the strong growth of digital, which grew 393%, and also our physicals, which went faster than in the pre-pandemic period. The expressive growth in sales in the network of our base of clients, as you see during the pandemic. Pets and tutors, as you can see on these slides. An increase in the number of Petz stores, not only in Brazil, but also in the world, and also the concern for health and care of pets. A growth of 44% due to the maturing of our hospital and clinic network. In services, our veterinary and aesthetic services did very well. It's grown more slowly. This growing with a 60% growth. What's affecting this behavior is the people that are not willing to or not able to do these procedures outside of their homes. Our shopping center stores were also affected during this period. These spaces have been reopened gradually and have now reached 86% of the pre-pandemic level. An important, even with the impact of the aesthetic centers and the shopping center stores, our same-store sales still registered 34% growth during the quarter. Our growth showed as same-store sales of 34%. On the next slide, we look at our digitals. 115 million in sales, which is a big increase in our penetration compared to the third quarter of 2019. We went from 7.8% to 25%. In this quarter, it was basically in line with the previous quarter. A data which even though the previous quarter was the biggest growth since the crisis, our stores, our sales in physical stores also evolved well due to the measures of flexibilization of the pandemic. The digital sales continues to grow even after the first quarter. The growth of the digital of 392% shows the robustness and the stability of our omnichannel platform. We have a high level of experience and a low cost, whether to serve or for the client in terms of freight costs. In the accumulative 9 months, our accumulated was very high, almost 359%. Naturally, the omnichannel, we continue to lead the rankings in the accesses of sites, both for app, also for apps, as well as in both App Store and Google Play, with high rates not only in the segment, but also in the apps overall. On the next page, as history, we've evolved our revenue and our EBITDA. We had 41.4% above, based on total revenue, a growth of 49%. However, as I mentioned, in the third quarter of 2019, we had fiscal credits relative to the previous semester. if that had not happened, our margin would have gone up only. This increase was due to more products for sale, services which have lower margins, products with lower margins. I also need to mention that these were more than enough to compensate the jump in sales with a growth of EBITDA of 34.5%, 10.4%. The adjusted EBITDA, the operating expenses operated slightly above the previous period. Expenses of sales due to the higher level of penetration of digital and the freight costs and other operating expenses due to the opening of new stores, construction of new stores, and the impact of this. On the other side, our general expenses have had an operational leverage due to the increased sales. Nonetheless, it only compensated partially the increased operating expenses. In that way, during the quarter, we had 10.4% of total sales in relation to the year, an increase in relation to the second quarter of the year, same quarter the year before. We can also see our gross margins in relation to the Petz in 2020, a growth of 50.4% in relation to a gain of margin of 9.6%. Finally, as far as our investments, we're at 110 during the semester, an increase of 77%. Most were investments in stores and hospitals due to the acceleration of our expansion. In the third quarter of 2020, which a growth of 90.1% with the focus on improving user experience with many channels and also the segment of services and products and generate productivity for the company. We also want to mention the rollout of our Seres brand for our veterinary centers is foreseen for the next quarter of 2020. All of our veterinary centers will be now operating under the Seres brand. With this leverage and the through the capture of capital during our IPO, as Sergio mentioned, our investments in technology and digital, we also wound up with a cash position, a net cash position, which left us quite comfortable to accelerate our growth strategy and take advantage of opportunities in the market. With that, I'll pass it back to Sergio for him to make the final comments.
Thank you, Diogo. Just to close this presentation before passing over to the interactive portion, remembering some of the pillars of the pet segment, which are very important. The market is the highest, largest market in Brazil, in the world, very fragmented. More than 50% of this market is still in the hands of small pet shops. Digital has a very low penetration. Less than 5% of the market is covered by the digital channel, which also shows the great opportunity for us. The resilience of the market, at least during our history, has been tested and proven during three major crises since the 2008 prime crisis, the 2015 and 2016 recession, and now the pandemic. We have a double layer of resilience, the resilience of the segment. It's a resilient sector. Within the segment, we also perform much better than the average of the pet segment, which gives us a double layer of protection for our investors. Also the characteristic of the humanization of pets, which year after year, during the pandemic, it increased, and the growth of the market. In relation to pets, our balance of the third quarter in 2020, third quarter 2020, shows us to be leaders in the market with a platform absolutely integrated, 100% integrated with the omni-channel usage between the digital and the physical platforms. An ecosystem in transformation, which is already the most complete However, as I mentioned, there are still points that we need to add, which we will do during the next periods. A strategy, which is a pillar and a strength, is that through our omnichannel program, we have a platform which is absolutely scalable and at the same time profitable, since this is the biggest problem for companies who sell in the digital world. They gain market share is not that difficult, but what's difficult in the digital world is to gain share and make money, which is exactly what we've been able to do. We have some avenues for growth that are very important, remembering specifically the Seres brand, where we plan to penetrate much more in the veterinary market, and offering access for the Brazilians to good quality health care for their pets, and democratize this process. As you know, our resources and the economic indicators of a store make it possible for this model of opening stores is absolutely scalable. Thank you very much for your attention. And we're now at your service for any questions you might have. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the section of questions and answers. Please, that your first questions be made in Portuguese. Please dial *1, then *2. Our first question comes from Santiago Macruz from Itaú BBA. Good morning. Thank you for your presentation. My first question is about the competitive atmosphere. Some players, Pet Love and Dog Hero, made a deal. In this environment, after this transaction, if there's any relevant impact on you, how do you observe the trajectory, especially in the digital channel? Also, I imagine that in the current scenario, the search for real estate, if you can share with us your feelings about places and what you've seen, better conditions for rents and locations available in the real estate market for new stores. Thank you. Good morning, Thiago. Thank you for the question. Okay, let's answer these questions. In fact, there was a transaction yesterday, and we received this transaction with great comfort. We were accompanying that move, that this was underway and should happen. We had the opportunity to evaluate this move, and we're very disciplined in the way in which we move. We understand that we want to do this penetration in the platforms of services, pet solutions. We want to have all these conditions, but we have two very important pillars for that. First, to assure the quality of these services. When we want to land our brand to these services, we have to assume all of the responsibility for the services that are supplied. It's a pillar that is not negotiable. And then the second aspect, which is very important, is with respect to our investors' money, which will be used for these things. We have a great deal of discipline with that. It's not because we have cash on hand that we're going to go out and that we understand that we can pay prices that are not proportional to the benefit that a platform might bring. So in that sense, we're very comfortable in declining the company mentioned, because we know that we have other options to obtain the same objective. In terms of competition, we think it's natural that we have competitors in these services and the digital world. And here we'd like to reinforce the biggest channel that you see that I mentioned in the presentation. Gaining market share and sales is not the most difficult. The most difficult is to do this and make money. And we're very happy that to have our ecosystem, not just to gain consumers, not just gain sales, but also to do all of this in a sustainable and profitable way. So we understand that we're in the right way. We're moving in the right direction. We're very sure of the direction in which we're moving with our Pet Solution program. Your second question asks about the opportunities for physical stores. As during other crises, opportunities arise. But here I would like to make an observation. Usually the opportunities are less related to cost, to lower rents, but also to very good locations, which appear due to the fact that other companies are closing in good locations. Our strategy for expansion is to set up stores in the best spots in the city and in the state. This, even though this might, in the short term, might cost more, we know that over time, and thinking about the return on invested capital, the best strategy is to place stores in the best locations possible. And in that sense, the crisis always opens up some doors. So it's not necessarily a question of lower rents, but yes, of better locations. Thank you. Thank you for the answers. Next question comes from Giordano from JP Morgan. Hi, Sergio, Diogo. I have two questions, principally focused on the digital platform and looking at next year. Not looking at two semesters, but we're looking at a whole year probably, and how we should think about the comparison for next year. And looking at the digital area specifically, I'd like to understand what's the principal driver of this growth? Is it more recurrence? If able to capture new clients, I'd like to qualify a little bit how much digital is helping in these new places that you moved into. We saw that you've entered five new states in the last 12 months. How do you compare the evolution of sales in these other geographies? Comparing this during the current situation, if you felt any effect of the corona vouchers, the government has that had an effect on your sales, the government program for income. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you for the question. Start off by answering with the last part. First, as far as the corona vouchers, the impression is that the corona vouchers has helped more of the people to purchase essential food, household goods and food, and hasn't had that much effect on our business. It may have some effect, but surely it's much more residual than it's not an important effect, especially because we have stores spread over all types of geographies. And there's no point which has been more benefited by the corona voucher than others. Another point I would like to mention, I missed the first part of your question. Could you repeat the first part of your your view for the coming year? You asked me, and also what the reason why our penetration in the digital has been so high. Let me talk to you about this. The consumer, it's normal to give the first opportunity when he goes to a company for the first time. And during the quarantine, many consumers have, since they were in quarantine, wound up giving the opportunity to us because, as we mentioned previously, we're the company, the top of mind in all of the regions in which we operate in Brazil. In that sense, that we were the first company to do a test, that the consumers used to do a test. With this level of delivery that's very high, above 93% of on-time delivers, this gives a satisfaction and a loyalty where the consumer who's had this experience for the first time becomes a client. And we're able to continue with the capture of these new clients, our process of capturing these new clients. We use this powerful formula in a significant way. as far as the first part of your question, 2021, here I'd like to tell you that we like to be conservative and very attentive to the details. As you know, we have diverse challenges for the as a whole in the macroeconomic scenario, and we have the probable end of this help from the government, which probably won't impact us, but may impact us indirectly through a higher level of unemployment, which may have some impact. However, we have the economic challenge going forward. However, we would prefer to understand that the scenario for 2021, which was originally outlined in our IPO, is the basic scenario which we still believe will happen. We prefer to not increase our expectations for 2021 because other factors may impact us and may cause us to deliver different from what we promised. We promised robust growth, and we believe there's no need to increase our outlook for 2021 because we have already offered a very robust growth. If I could add, Sergio, this is Diogo Bassi speaking. This year we had a very strong growth in dog food and animal food and pet care and the structural area, which, as we understand, it's very important for the pet segment. But we think that it's also partially people to buy things to have at home with your pet. So as far as the perspective of costs, we have a discussion with the industry about price increases and a GPM, which is at a high level right now. So we have to put all of this into our perspectives, and we wind up with the same scenario that we had originally foreseen. Joseph, talking about the digital in our new locations, we entered two new states in this quarter, Mato Grosso with two stores in Cuiabá, and Fortaleza with one store in Ceará, in the state of Ceará. These stores are doing very well, above our expectations, and the digital is having a very important impact in helping in the ramp up of these stores. Very good. Thank you. Diogo, Sergio, thank you. Our next question is from Ceres of Banco Santander. Hi, Sergio and Diogo. Thank you for your answers. Let me just like to get a little more color regarding how it's been the normalization of services in the month of September. In October, what can we expect for the fourth quarter results? The reopening of the grooming centers and the veterinary centers, which were affected, were strong in this quarter. And talk to us about how is the competitive scenario, not the digital players, but in relation to the small players, the mom and pop stores. We can expect that some of them will close and that we'll gain that share naturally. How do you look at that scenario? Gabriel, thank you for your question. Thank you for your question. This question of the scenario, the competitive scenario, we feel, as I mentioned earlier, more than 50% of the market is still in the hands of small pet shops. We understand that this percentage is not comparable with any other country that has a mature market in this area, in this sector. So the natural tendency over time is that this will adjust to a different reality, a more viable reality. In relation to the first point of your question, to try and understand if these small players that you're seeing through your contacts with the industries the suppliers if they're having any difficulty in surviving. And if you may naturally gain market share just because of their lack of viability. And the second point was in terms of the grooming centers and the veterinary services and normalization of these services. How's this going for the fourth quarter? Very well. In relation to the closing of our small pet shops, it's a reality over time. Also, a lot of opening of pet shops. We see this much more structurally, the share falling slowly, but in a diffuse way, not necessarily in relation to the overall quantity. We don't look at this quantitatively, but rather as a natural process in relation to the recovery of services. The area that was very well affected as performing well was the veterinary centers that were less affected and continued to perform well. We believe that it will continue with its solid route of growth. The aesthetic services, the grooming service, which was most affected by the closures during the pandemic, because we had the entire network closed during a good period of time. People were staying at home, but now a lot of people want to go to the hairdresser. They call the hairdresser to home, and even the hairdressing salons, when they reopened, were not loaded. People didn't just run back to start using because they got used to you doing it at home. So we know there's a slower process, and we have a perspective for the recovery of the grooming centers in a slower rhythm, a slower pace. We don't believe that it'll be so fast. We have a long-term project to return to the pre-pandemic levels for our aesthetic centers. That will be our recovery. But we think it will take longer for that area to recover. Very well. Thank you very much. That was very clear. Remembering that to make a question, please dial *1. We will now close the section of questions and answers. We remind you that the question done in this webcast will be done by the RI team after the call. We'll now pass the microphone to Sergio Zimmerman for the final considerations. Please go ahead, Sergio. I want to thank you all. Thank you each for your attention during our first earnings call. We thank you for the questions that were made and for the opportunity to explain. We think that today we're initiating our relationship in an official way. And as you may have perceived, our answers, we are absolutely committed with a real scenario. We look at these perspectives in the most realistic way possible. How we see things at this moment, because we understand that our relationship with investors is a relationship of long-term relationship. And that's something we hope that it will be a relationship for many years. And we'll always use this attitude of giving good answers, the most difficult answers, but always offering our best opinions at any time. Thank you once again for each one who has made an investment during the IPO or afterwards. And we hope to meet with you again during the next few quarters, always bringing good news. Have an excellent Tuesday for each one of you. And now I'm going to thank Diogo for his presentation of the numbers and the entire investor relations team. Diogo, did you have anything to say? Thank you very much. There was one question here which is interesting to mention. Daniela made two questions. One, about the shopping centers. Are they performing 100%? But still, you've given a very strong same-store sales with the reduced hours in the shopping centers. How are we able to do this? We don't give that number because it's so high. If we look at this, this 32 might go to 38. It would be a very important number because of the effect of the shopping center closings, both and also the grooming centers. Also, the second question was about how are your sales in the beginning of the fourth quarter? And with the Black Friday, I don't know if Black Friday is important for you. The fourth quarter follows a positive tendency, same as the third quarter. And Black Friday, it is relevant for us, but quite different from the rest of the retail sector, electronics, with our more planned purchases. But we do have some seasonality. In November, we always have a peak in sales and then back to the more normal levels. And this, I'm sorry, I was supposed to close, but I answered a question. But I'd also like to thank all of our investors who have been accompanying us in the best possible way. We're always reflecting about our strategy and where we have to go. And the team that worked with us hard to be able to deliver this release. We're the first retailer to deliver results that are so good. And we're the first company that was able to perform at these levels. The Pets video conference is now ending. Thank you for your participation and have a good day. And thank you for using Chorus Call.